The Scotty K Show.
I get to hang out with your dad a lot. Richard's awesome. He is so,
Dick,
what a
Dick
sweetheart.
Man, what a guy.
He told me two of his favorite songs of yours. Do you know what they are?
That we played that night?
No, not necessarily. Oh, no. Yeah.
Southern Symphony.
Is absolutely the number one. And then the other one is one that you play.
Home Sweet.
Those are the two. Yeah, now those are the exact two.
Southern Symphony is about my hometown, you know, where I was born. And, like, we all are still very tied to that. You know, we've been in Nashville since I was 10 years old, but, like, we're all still very connected to our, you know, Union City, Tennessee.
It was just so cool to see how proud he was. And one of the other moments, he talked about when you guys sat in your living room and your first video on YouTube got, like, 700 views. And you celebrated to the sky. Like, it was the biggest moment. Do you remember sitting in that room just watching, going, I hope anybody listens to that, my music and with your dad?
When it's your first music video, you know, it's not just like a teaser or this. It's like, this is the official music video. And it just, like, it was just so cool to see, you know, 1,000 people.
Right.
And then 5,000, and then just see a girl.
Do you have more fun doing the official music videos now, or the small little TikToks
it's so much more fun,
right?
Yeah. Well, like, especially what happened to me, because it's just like, it's just stupid. And, like, it's just
everybody
so
can
easy.
Do this
yeah,
and
yeah, exactly. Right.
Have you gotten any, like, celebrities that you're like, that's cool, I got them to do this dance?
Reese Witherspoon and I, like,
stop.
We DM back and forth. And I asked her to be in the music video, but she's working. She was like, oh, I wish I could. And I was like, that's like the one person. Yeah. Actually, aside from Hulk Hogan. Sure. Hulk Hogan's going to be in the video.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be in the video?
Whoops.
Any other?
That's probably the two biggest name. Yeah.
All right. Before we go, we'll do some good news, bad news. My favorite game, dude. So I'll give you the good news of a story. You're just going to try to guess the bad news of the story.
Okay.
So the good news of the story is that there were a couple friends that always wanted to take a Waymo, which are the driverless Uber cars.
Yeah.
And so they did. They went to Austin, Texas, and they nailed it. They were able to take the Waymo. What do you think the bad news of that story is?
It wouldn't let them out of the car. They got locked in the car. And
close.
It just circled around a parking lot.
Close. They actually didn't circle around the parking lot. They stopped in the middle of an intersection, and it wouldn't move, and they couldn't do anything because there's no driver until they threatened to put it on TikTok. And then the car started going.
What?
Yeah, because it was like, oh, no, don't do that to me. Don't put me on TikTok.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Car was embarrassed.
The car had social anxiety.
Oh, my God. It was triggered.
To Russell Dickerson.
Thank you, bro.